This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday. As we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include an animal stray on North Day received report of a stray puppy in the reporting party's garage. What are we going to do? It's a puppy.
The owner It's going to attack me with its cuteness.
The owner came in, got the dog, issued a warning for animal running at large. So if you can't take care of a puppy, you've got a long road ahead of you.
Hey, puppies are full of it.
Yeah, they can really take off. They can zip. Yeah. Animal stray. On West Coulter received report of a spotted brown and white dog that keeps trying to get into a business. I bet it's the plastic fire hydrant business, Russ, that's on Coulter.
Or he's trying to get into the bar, but his ID says he's a 56-year-old Korean woman.
Yeah. The community service officer responded, the dog ran and jumped the fence back in its own yard.
And then turned around and said, neener, neener.
Owner contacted, issue warning for animal running at large, and citation for failure to obtain a dog license. So you know your dog can jump the fence, and it's already been caught without its papers, and now you've got to pay. So, and it'll jump over the fence again. I don't know what to do. Build the fence taller.
Yeah.
Okay. Trespass complaint, South Gilbert. The landlord of a rental advised that a male subject has been coming onto her property and defecating, also leaving toilet tissue behind.
Oh.
The landlord is going to get more information so it can be investigated, disposition, informational. So you got a guy trespass and then pooing, Russ.
You know, this is Powell, not San Francisco.
Yeah.
We have several public restrooms.
Yeah, he's a trespooer, is what he's doing. Got that on. And soon to be in jail. Charge, trespoo.
I wonder if I can get a bumper sticker. Don't trespoo.
Property found. iPhone found. Brought to law enforcement center. Owner called next day looking for the phone. Disposition, dispatch handle. Took him a day to borrow a phone to call in. And I thought iPhones had the little tracking chips in them.
Yeah, but
stuff.
You got to set it up first.
Oh, so that's a pain.
If you don't register your equipment or something.
I'm playing Candy Crush. I ain't going to do that. let's see. Traffic stop. On North Bent, drivers are warning for registration required, no proof of insurance, no driver's license either. Warning. Okay. Before you jump in the car, make sure that you have your paperwork. Okay. So, theft on North Bernard received reports there was a black smaller SUV that drove up to the house across from him and took packages off the porch. RP said that they threw out the packages after he yelled at them. The case is under investigation. Disposition, see case. That's where you need to get a license plate number, okay?
That would help.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's been some debate going on. People are getting really tired of these porch pirates.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. It could be a $5 thing inside. It could be a $1,000 item inside. But they want to increase penalties for taking anything off the porch.
Yeah. And nowadays, you're getting people with actual cameras and stuff that are pointing at it. So maybe that will stop some or at least catch some. That's what we want to do. We want to catch them.
That's true.
Yeah. Let's see, civil standby, East Coulter, request for an officer to do a civil standby for a child custody exchange. This occurring at 9 o'clock at night, so giving up the kid right at bedtime, so there you go.
Slip him a candy bar.
Yeah, there you go.
And gets all wired.
Disturbance on East North, seemed to report a very loud music. An officer responded, advised the owner of the business to keep the music level down. Disposition completed. This at 5:42 on a Wednesday morning.
What was the address?
At a business on East North Street. So I don't know what they're doing on North Street, but and an early business. So there you go. traffic complaint. East Coulter, the CSO, observed a male run from a business parking lot, jump into the back of a pickup driven by another person. Well, of course it's driven by another person. The pickup was moving when the male jumped into it. An officer spoke with the driver and said, they didn't know the male was going to do that. The officer then made contact with the male and had a conversation with him about jumping into moving vehicles. What? What?
That's how we always did it back home.
That's how we get out of the trailer court, by jumping into a moving pickup truck. So, let's see, speeding in a school zone. Theft, West Coulter, received a report of a shoplifter. An officer responded after an investigation. A 27-year-old out of Milford, Utah, was issued a citation for shoplifting, disposition, see case. That's how they do things in Milford, though, Russ, in Utah. Yeah, you just go in and grab stuff, so I'm guessing. Let's see, driver warnings. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include a harassment at Maverick South. RP says there's a man there harassing people at the store, yelling at customers, and just being unruly. 1:39 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Was alcohol involved? I believe so. Disposition, C case, and just being unruly, other than harassing people and yelling. So I guess there's other things. Knocking burritos out of people's hands.
Hey!
Miscellaneous assistance, 23rd Street. RP says the neighbors are shooting a bow towards his house. I'm guessing it would be an arrow instead of a bow, Russ. He'd like speaking to an officer about what constitutes a safe backstop. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Well, your little brother is not one of the safe backstop.
No.
That's not one of them. Oh, learned that long ago, Russ.
Oh, yeah. The hard way.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that they're not shooting the bow toward the house, that there are arrows in a bow. So,
you know, we get this in the county with firearms, and I do believe the law is that you can shoot, but not across somebody else's property.
Yeah, once it crosses someone's property, then you are violating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So stop your violating.
Yeah.
Animal call other, Beck Lake Park. RP says there's a turtle stuck in a crack in the cement near the canal. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. So they call the Cody police on it instead of trying to go out and help this turtle on their own.
How big was this turtle?
Yeah, well, and it's like, I ain't going out to help the turtle. Let the professionals do it. You figure a Cody cop, he's, you know, maybe he hasn't had much turtle experience, so you may have more experience getting a turtle unstuck than a Cody police officer.
Well, he's stuck in the rocks, and bring a pry bar.
Yeah, and again, when animals go doe, you know, doe!
Do we have a lot of turtles around there?
Well, there must be.
I've never seen one.
Yeah, the wild turtles of Beck Lake. So, and people from miles around come to get pictures of the turtles during mating season at Beck Lake Park. Just to update their status on Facebook, right?
People are coming from yards around.
Yeah, you better hurry. They're getting away.
Take your time.
Yeah, take your time. Oh, look, this one's stuck. What are we going to do? Better call law enforcement.
Yeah. Maybe a good tasing will get them going.
Yeah. Harassment, Mountain View Drive. RP says her granddaughter is being harassed via Facebook.
Of course.
Like to speak to an officer. Disposition, assistance given. Click off, okay? Close it. Go out and play, okay? So, let's see, motor vehicle crash, Walmart, disposition, assistance, Kevin. Yeah, if you go to Walmart, you better make sure that you already have your insurance slip already out, okay? So that's there's going to be some trading of paint before you get in there. Citizen contact, Bighorn Avenue, out with four individuals, all individuals warned for jaywalking. Hey! criminals. Oh.
We did that. It happened to us years ago in L.A. We were in Westwood, to be exact, which is where UCLA is. And we dashed across the street in the middle of the block and into a business. We were going in to get lunch, and a cop comes busting in. Hey, he was. So we all pulled out our Wyoming IDs. Gosh, officer, we only got the one red light.
Yeah, we don't know.
Let us go.
Oh, well, there you go.
Ah, they're from Wyoming.
These guys got warnings for Bighorn Avenue. So,
okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Miscellaneous assistance, Blystein. Our pig like speaking officer about possible someone trying to cut tires. Disposition. Assistance given. So, possible someone.
Oh, boy.
That narrows it down right there, right?
Am I possibly someone?
Yeah, you might be possibly be a someone someday.
Getting a little existential there.
Yeah. Animal stray, Canyon Avenue. Rabbit brought into the shelter. Disposition informational. So, you're bringing this skittish rabbit into a shelter full of dogs and cats. Yeah, just throw them in there.
I'd be skittish, too.
Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance, Cody Law Enforcement Center. RP can't find his key from when he was arrested. I'd like to speak to an officer regarding how to get his truck off the property of Walmart since there's a no-contact order in place. Oh, yeah, that's all kinds of criminal problem right there.
Can I go back and check my cell?
Yeah.
I think I left my keys.
And then he's trying to get his truck, but he can't go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah, so once again, it's just one of the problems that you get when you are banned from Walmart, okay? So maybe just stop, okay? Yeah. Think about it. Yeah. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Plotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. Where on Friday, Tim likes to shoot his bow off in the parking lot. So ask him about that. It's fun. Anyway, appreciate Powell Police, Cody Police, for today's Police Plotter Report.